You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up, we're getting into prime planting season here in Wisconsin. We'll learn about a community greenhouse in Park Falls that's helping to grow plants and community. First, more than 4 million Americans are expected to see pay hikes potentially after the Obama administration announced a new overtime rule yesterday. Under the new rule, anyone whose yearly income is less than $47,476 should get paid time and a half if they work more than the standard 40 hours a week. Previously, only people who made about half of that were automatically eligible for overtime pay. The rule will go into effect in December. So far, a mixed response. Many excited that it could boost wages for the working and middle classes, but fast food and retail businesses have argued the plan could backfire and force employers to cut down worker hours. Merrick F. Masters joins us now. He's director of Labor at Wayne, of the Labor at Wayne program at Wayne State University in Detroit, where he teaches business and political science. Merrick, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we heard that number, over 4 million people potentially. Can you give us a sense of how much of an impact this new rule will have starting in December and over the next few years?
Well, it's expected to have a significant impact on the economy overall. It's anticipated that it will generate about $1.2 billion in additional income into the paychecks of people that are affected, and this could have a significant impact on employment. Goldman Sachs estimated that it could result in about an increase of 120,000 new jobs.
So that new jobs figure, where is that coming from? Is the idea that I'm a business owner, I don't want to pay overtime, now I'm going to look more closely at maybe hiring some more staff?
Yes, that would primarily be the impact.
This threshold of 47,000 and change, this is annual salary. Is this people who are only technically salaried employees? Would this also affect hourly workers?
This is people who are executive, professional, and administrative salaried employees. It does not affect hourly workers.
Let's paint a picture of some of the people in this category. A lot of the coverage I've seen points toward the retail and the fast food world where, congratulations, you're a manager or a supervisor, something like that. You're making a salary in that maybe mid-$20,000 range, but then potentially you're expected to work lots of overtime without extra compensation. Is that kind of the model of who people are thinking of in a rules change like this?
Absolutely. About 2.2 million of the 4.2 million employees who will be affected by this are in the retail and restaurant industry. And these are workers who are often expected to work long hours far beyond the 40-hour per week limit that would otherwise qualify them for overtime. And this is an effort to make them eligible automatically if they're below that 47,000 threshold for overtime, time and a half payment.
This rule stipulates that the amount will go up every few years, I guess inflation adjusted increases, which is something we hadn't seen for a long time. That's why this jump in the threshold looks so dramatic right now. Do you think it's important to revisit this every few years?
Well, I think it is important to revisit it. It'll go up every 3 years. It'll be adjusted. One of the reasons why you're seeing such a large jump at this particular time is that it has not gone up over time. It's gone up only once in 2004 since the 1970s. And the feeling is that the level of salary that the threshold level that had been established hadn't kept pace with inflation.
Talking to Merrick Masters from Wayne State University in Detroit, looking at this new rule from the Obama administration, raising the threshold where workers automatically get overtime pay if they go over 40 hours, about doubling it to a little over $47,000 and $400-some on top of that. Now, there's been a reaction, Merrick, from some people in the business world, as we mentioned, saying, hey, a lot of restaurant owners are looking at this and saying, lovely, love to compensate our workers more. We don't have this pool of money on hand to either pay this overtime or to hire more staff. This is going to be a real blow to a lot of businesses. How big a concern is that?
Well, I think it is always going to be a concern, and it's an expected reaction from the business community. But I think it's also important that they look at their staffing practices, they look at rationalizing their workforce, and that you can't expect to demand an interminable amount of hours from employees and not pay for them at an extra amount. So what we're really talking about here is the fact that you have people that are paid at $23,000, which really isn't very much. And we're saying that if you're working them more than 40 hours a week, you're going to have to start thinking about paying them overtime. And we're not going to require that you, if they're making less than $47,000, go in and investigate the nature of their work, that we're automatically going to assume that they are not exempt and that they are entitled to overtime.
Some people have suggested that one reaction from business owners might be to say, okay, great, I'll have to pay these people overtime, but I'm going to reduce their salary, or with new hires, start at a lower salary to balance out the extra amount I'm paying, or maybe cut benefits to compensate for the additional overtime they're paying. Could this end up just being a wash for the workers it's supposed to help?
Well, you can always take that low-road approach, but I think the way to look at it would be more positively and say that we can find a way to make this work. We can find a way to rationalize the workforce, perhaps that we're not utilizing the time of people correctly. Is it really necessary that we use all this overtime? Is it necessary that we have so many people working 60, 70 hours a week when some of them could be working just 40 hours a week? Are there better ways to manage the workforce to reduce overtime? I think that there are a number of different ways to do it. And when you talk about cutting back on things, that has all kinds of negative consequences that telegraph a whole lot about your philosophy of management that can have really serious implications for morale and productivity.
This announcement from the administration didn't come out of nowhere. Back in June, they said they were working on this, talked about guaranteeing overtime. The amount was a little higher, the threshold. $50,400 would have covered some more workers than what they eventually came to. Why did the numbers get noodled around? How did we end up at the threshold we're at?
Yeah, it would have covered 4.6 instead of 4.2 million. They tied it to the lowest region, which is a southern region, the 40th percentile of pay, and they did that in reaction to some of the responses that they got that pay varied quite widely across industries and across areas, and this was an effort to accommodate the interests of businesses.
We've seen political response to this. The White House, of course, selling this. The vice president promoting it in Ohio, often a swing state in presidential elections. Speaker of the House and Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan had tweeted that this was destructive, worried about the impacts on business. Do you expect this to be fodder for political arguments between now and November?
Well, it breaks down along your typical conservative, liberal, ideological lines, and I would expect it to be an issue. I don't think it would be an issue nearly as significant as the broader issue of wage stagnation and income inequality.
And Merrick, as we wrap up, do you ultimately see this as closing a loophole that allowed people to avoid overtime rules by slapping that salaried management employee label on a worker?
Yes, I think it did. And also, I think there's been an effort to really download a lot of the work onto people who are really not exempt, who have managerial titles or quasi-managerial titles, and are doing the work of those who are higher up in the organization and just not getting paid for it.
Merrick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
That's Merrick Masters, Director of Labor at Wayne State University in Detroit. He talked to us about yesterday's announcement from the Obama administration expanding overtime eligibility.